What you missed from Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Learn the skills needed for graphic design, video production, or broadcasting with a flexible schedule that fits your needs. Specs Howard School of Media Arts offers evening classes, meeting 2 days a week in classes, while the rest of your coursework is completed online. Visit SpecsHoward.edu or call 866-61-SPECS for more info. WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Well, looky here. It's 6:15 on a Tuesday morning. We're back at it on Dave and Chuck the Freak on this 17th of November. How's everyone?
Good. Okay.
All right. Everyone has chimed in.
No other comments in the room.
That's
about it.
It's only so good you can be right now.
It's a Tuesday.
You know?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Actually, I'm pretty good. I'll go ahead and goddamn say it.
All right. Well, there you go, Andy. Lisa's pretty good. Andy's pretty good. I'm on the fence. And Chuck's
not good.
Yeah, I'm not good.
I'm on the fence.
If I have to choose, if you're making me choose, I will choose I'm not good.
You're going not good. Hey, our .5K is happening this Saturday in downtown Wyandotte. We'll all be out there. And you can register online only until midnight tonight. WRIF.com. For $20, you get a limited edition t-shirt, a gold medal, one post-race beer, and a sweet .5K sticker for your car. Plus, check out the U.S. Army booth and Fowling Warehouse. A portion of the proceeds will benefit Toys for Tots. And if you're coming out this Saturday, please bring a new unwrapped toy that day if you can. Dave and Chuck the Freaks, .5K is presented by New Belgium Brewing, the Wyandotte Business Association, and the Riff. You only have until midnight tonight to pre-register. So make sure you do that if you want to head out there with us on Saturday. We'll get to our first check of Riff News in just a moment. What would you do if you walked into an unlocked, empty bank? We'll tell you what an Arizona man did coming up. What did a guy do when he found a 6-foot-long rattlesnake in his backyard? And also, a guy in Ohio got divorced. What did he do to his house to celebrate?
Oh, wow.
Those stories, Celebrity Dirt from the Riff Files, and Florida's effed up, all on the way as we check Riff News in just a moment.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time now for a check of Riff News brought to you by Mark Z's Home Selling Team. Only one realtor says if you're not happy for any reason at any time, go ahead and fire them. That's Mark Z and his one-day listing guarantee. And with the Z guarantee, your home is guaranteed sold at a price you agree to, or Mark Z buys it himself. Click soldbymarkz.com. Well, remember the story. How could you forget the story of Cindy Gamrat and Todd Courser?
Yes.
They were engaged in a extramarital affair that eventually led to them losing their jobs.
Yeah.
And they went for re-election, but that didn't work out. Well, during the course of this all, Todd Courser said that he had been receiving some threatening text messages.
Well, that's why he decided he had to, like, get the story out in the first place and came up with the gay thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was getting an email that said, hey, I'm going to release all this and blah, blah, blah. So he was like, holy crap, if this guy releases it.
Well, the county prosecutor in Lapeer has just revealed that those text messages were coming from Cindy Gamrat's husband, Joe Gamrat.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. He was the guy behind it all. He apparently gave someone money to buy the burner phone, and then he'd tell him what to say in text messages that were sent to Todd and his wife, Cindy.
Oh, wow.
So not only was Todd receiving the text messages, Cindy was receiving the same text messages from this burner phone that apparently Joe Gamrat had paid for.
And he's staying with her, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising.
The results of the investigation, they say, confirmed that Joe Gamrat was motivated to end the ongoing affair between his wife and Todd Courser. The messages, therefore, they say, do not rise to the level of threat or criminal extortion. So no charges will be filed in the case. A little bit of a twist
there. Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I can't remember if the guy was asking for anything. It's not like he was like, I want $1 million or I'm going to release this. You know what I mean? You say something like that, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
But if you just say, hey, listen, I know what you're up to. I see your little games. And I'm going to tell everybody about them. Little game man. You know, that's, I mean, you can send that text all day.
Right. You're not, there's no threats.
he just didn't anticipate this moron making up a story like he did as the answer to the text.
Yeah, because right. He's definitely...
like, wow, that worked out better than I thought.
Jeez. And worse, though, right? Because yeah. I'm sure he didn't want his wife to get fired.
No, probably not.
You know? But then he's like, sorry.
And then the aide came out and it went down a different road. I think he just, I don't know, wanted to torture him or wanted him to maybe quit.
I forgot about the aide.
Yeah.
The guy who stepped up and held that press conference and then was discovered he was on Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
It's like, people be trifling.
Just crazy.
What a crazy tale it was.
It's Congress. Not the Playboy Mansion.
That's right.
The husband's like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
So they said none of the individuals involved in this matter come to the table with clean hands. All bear some responsibility in creating this embarrassing and costly chapter in the county's history. They say, under these circumstances, I see no benefit in prolonging this at the expense of Lapeer County taxpayers in a prosecution that would be tenuous at best. So it's all done with no charges.
It'll be the last we hear of them.
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, I hope so, but...
The woman who made an online threat toward Dearborn in the wake of the attacks in Paris is apologizing now, and she spoke to Channel 7 about what happened. Here's the story.
Yeah, this friggin' thing.
God damn it!
Oh, jeez.
Well, let me turn the volume up.
Mother of Lord. All right, here we'll go. Just, no, it's not. See, look.
Seriously?
You guys, come on.
You can't turn the volume up?
It won't let me turn the volume up.
Just go to the end and click. Just click.
What do you think I'm doing?
Just click.
What do you think I'm doing? It won't let me do anything.
I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I don't know what you're doing.
Mm. You guys.
Want me to try?
Yeah, can you try?
Let me try.
No.
See?
Nobody can do it.
Nobody can do it. It's impossible.
Impossible.
Everybody, it's just not happening.
Wow, it's... That sucks.
Yeah, that really does suck. I guess I'll read you what she said.
Audio on.
No, just hit refresh. Hit refresh and see if it'll work for you, Dave. You just got to refresh things around these parts.
Yeah. You try turning it off and turning it back on.
Yeah.
No, now it won't even let me.
Oh, my God.
Boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Dave, that's not how you fix a mouse. That's not how you fix a mouse. Microphone. Son of a bitch! Can stuff just work?
No.
No,
I mean, what's crazy is your mouse is moving around.
It's all right, Lise. You're safe over here.
She's moving away from me.
Because I'm going to hurt you.
I'm not going to hurt you.
I know you're not going to hurt me, but you could throw something and it could hit me.
Yeah.
You guys.
Lisa's down. Yeah, that would be a crazy turn of events.
It would be.
This whole newscast, though, is going to go real bad if Dave's mouse button won't work.
You can play my Farts in the Wild book. Yeah. We've got sound on that.
Hey, we got some time.
That was a monkey's fart.
That's what we think.
Hey, let's check in with Dave's computer and see if it works.
Oh, I got it working, I think.
There we go.
Okay, go. All right, here we go. It only took 10 minutes, huh? Perfect. I think I broke one of my fingers.
Hold on, though. What's this story about again?
All right, so the woman who made an online threat toward Dearborn in the wake of the attacks in Paris is apologizing. And Channel 7 has this
story.
Only
on 7, the woman who made an online threat against Dearborn in the wake of the Paris attacks apologizing tonight.
7 investigator Jim Kirstner is back with these new developments. Jim.
Yeah, we're talking about Sarah Beebe. She made her threats on Twitter. Those have since been taken down. But take a look at what she posted. She said, quote, Dearborn has the highest Muslim population in the United States. Let's F that place up and send a message to ISIS. We're coming. Turns out she has retired from the military, but then doubled down, also posting, I want to re-enlist now, hashtag prayers for Paris. She didn't want to show her face, but now says late this afternoon, this.
I can't even begin to say how sorry I am for the problems I have caused in regards to a hateful and very irresponsible tweet I posted in response to the Paris attacks. I am sorry to the entire city of Dearborn and anyone who was affected by my ignorance and my post on Twitter. I would never wish ill on anyone, especially because of their religious beliefs. And that off-the-cuff post will haunt me the rest of my life. I am very sorry, and I hope the people of Dearborn can see that I screwed up. And I am truly, from the heart, sorry.
Now, this may not be the final word. The police chief in Dearborn says this is an active investigation, and they should know within a couple of days whether BB is charged. He says they're taking this very seriously, as they would a student who makes a threat against a high school. We'll keep.
I think she'll be equally haunted by those tight jeans and that camo jacket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't show her face, even though, you know.
They did right in the thing shot before that.
At the beginning,
though.
They took it from her social media.
Yeah, she didn't want her face shown on that interview, but.
Just so show my hands and my ass.
Yeah. So dumb. People don't think, I don't know, they don't think that anyone will notice their tweets.
But that's why you put it out there. You put it out there so people see it.
What they're thinking. Because that's.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of, well, let's be honest, a lot of times people don't care off the top until all of a sudden it's biting you in the ass, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that she didn't care at first, and the apology thing is like, okay, that was a very well-written statement. Thank you for reading it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, whatever. I mean, stuff goes down like this. People say dumb stuff. They do.
Yes, they do.
And quite frankly, 85% of the whole world, maybe 90, is dumb. So,
yeah,
that's just
it really
the way
just
it
comes
is.
Out on social media.
It comes out. Social media has just pointed out just how dumb everyone is. And
absolutely.
That's just the way it is.
It lets so many people know how dumb you are.
Yeah.
It's magnified it. When that terrible event happened, it was like, man, my news feed was just like, I was like, I have a lot of dumb people connected to me.
Yeah. There was a lot of ridiculous comments on social media after that. But then I think it's great. I would, you know, because you go, unfriend.
Right. Yeah.
Unfriend?
Yeah.
I'd rather you let me know.
Yes, exactly.
I don't need to speak to you anymore.
It is a shock all the time, though, when someone that you did not realize was as dumb as they are.
Is.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God.
But it's amazing, though. Maybe in its infancy, you could see how people would make these mistakes and not realize the effect it could have on them. In this day and age, where we are now at 2015, you know how far-reaching social media is and the effect it can have on you if you do something wrong. And you still see stuff, people posting stuff on a daily basis that I'm thinking, oh my God, what if people at their work see this? Or, like this could have a real effect on their life.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, whether it's, because I watch a lot of clips on YouTube and I'll click on YouTube. YouTube is attached to like your Google account and then you have a Google Plus page and it's like, it's not hard to track you down.
Right.
And when I see something horrible, I love to click on their thing and see just, I'm like, oh yeah, no, there they are. Oh, there's where they work.
Right.
You know, people will post stuff.
To make threats against other people on there, that is that's really
unbelievably
bad.
Dumb.
Yeah,
buffoons.
Yep. An Arizona man walked into his local Wells Fargo bank the other day. It happened to be last Wednesday, which was Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
No one was there. He didn't even realize it was a holiday.
Yeah.
And he walked around the bank going, hello?
Hello?
Hello? He knew something was off. He said he called out to see if anyone was in the back. Then he checked the offices. No one was there.
That's strange.
At that point, he called Wells Fargo's non-emergency hotline to say, yeah, your bank is empty and unlocked. He said, I was inside the bank. I had access to the computers, the desks, the registers, the furniture. Anyone could have got in there and helped themselves to whatever they wanted. Cops arrived on the scene to check things out, and they sent this guy on his way. They confirmed the branch was left open and unlocked. But it's unclear if anything was stolen. The reason the doors were left unlocked is still a mystery, they say.
Someone forgot to lock the bank? Yeah.
The bank?
It seems like there would be...
You know what? They got a holiday, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, get me out of here, leaving early.
But your main job is to make sure the bank's locked.
I get it.
Yep.
And that would have
why we have a manager.
That would have been a way different ending if it was Chuck the Freak that walked into that. Because I would have walked out, and then I would have put on a ski mask.
They already have you on video walking in the first
time. This random
time.
Judge just walking around, hello, hello, and then he gets this grin on his face.
Never get me.
Oh, and he slowly backs out.
Look, they don't even know if stuff got stolen, Dave.
Yeah, but then, like, a minute later, a guy, a chubby guy fitting your exact body type comes back in with a ski mask on, and the money's gone, and they won't put that together. Let's rethink this.
We just don't know.
I'm sure all the money's locked up anyway. You couldn't get to it. Well, I would hope, unless they forgot to do that, too.
That's why I called James, because he knows how to get into safes.
James knows how to get into safes?
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
No, he doesn't.
I know how to get into a safe if I have the combination.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
What's this crazy safe-breaking skill James has?
I'm going to put on another list here. It's going to be a James Campbell wanted for breaking in safes now.
There probably already is.
So they say Wells Fargo is looking into the circumstances surrounding this incident. A customer privacy and the security of our customer accounts is our top priority, and we can assure that all customer information was secure and no confidential information was at risk or accessible. We appreciate this customer taking action to contact us right away, and we've reached out to thank him.
Then we're not giving him anything.
No. Thank you so much for saving all of our money and stuff.
Yeah.
We don't care about
it. I love your plan, Chuck. You're so ridiculous.
Hello? Hello?
Minutes later, the man walks back in with a ski mask on.
I'm telling you, I'd call some people. I'd call some people that I could trust.
Yeah.
And we'd strip that sucker.
And we'd be visiting you in prison.
Exactly.
Hey, be
Chuck.
A hell of a run.
Chuck the Freak's not here anymore because he's behind bars after deciding to empty out an unlocked bank.
The guy's probably lucky just in walking around, he didn't like trip something.
Then get shot at.
And then just, you know, get charged with breaking into a bank.
Yeah.
He's probably in there and was like, crap, there's cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I better call somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second you think in your head, unlocked bank.
Yeah.
But then you realize there's...
Because he walked around and stuff, and then you could easily say, I was just walking around and looking to see if anyone was in the vault.
Well, I guess, you know, maybe you think it was robbed. That's what I think. The place has been robbed and they're everyone's tied up somewhere. Yeah. I'm going to be the hero.
Yeah.
Not so much. Jim. Hi, Jim. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. You had a comment.
Yeah, same thing happened to me at a Sears store.
A Sears? You went to a Sears, it was closed, and everything was open, you just walked right in?
Yep. It was in the mall, in Frenchtown Mall in Monroe, when they still had a Sears there. And I just walked in, was looking to buy stuff, and computers, all the merchandise, doors are wide open. There's nobody there. Same thing. You know, I'm walking around, hello, hello. And nobody around.
So what'd you do?
My wife and I, we left, and we caught them out in the parking lot as they was exiting another door and told them that the store was wide open over there. You know, they didn't lock the door. They went back and locked it.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's even weirder, though, a gigantic department store.
Yeah, it is.
It's a blow-your-mind sales event at Sears.
It's just like, looks like a normal day at Sears.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Yeah.
Well, that's it. Like, I realize the thing's open. I'm like, I can't find anything to take.
Like an old prospector walks out with a lantern.
Yeah.
How'd you get in here?
I got some craftsman screwdrivers and like a car battery.
Yeah, I guess that actually happened at the department store I worked at. Because, you know, there's like 12 doors.
Oh, yeah. You just have to forget one.
And that happened one night. A security guard did forget. And left one unlocked. And luckily, no one even tried it.
Right.
They didn't realize until the next morning that they'd been open the whole night.
Mm.
And there were alarms. If someone had to come in, it would have set off the alarm immediately. But make sure the doors are locked.
If you've got a department store where it's unlocked and it's not going to set anything off when you go in, you could clean that thing out from like midnight to 5 a.m.
Oh, my God. Imagine this stuff.
You could have a lot of snowblowers.
I'm going to need a tractor trailer.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
We're taking a break. When we come back, more Riff News on the way. A crazy story about a guy who had a deer crash through his windshield. What happened next, we'll tell you about that. What did a guy in Ohio do to his house when he got divorced? In Celebrity Dirt from the Riff Files, is Charlie Sheen actually going to announce he's HIV positive this morning? And Florida's effed up. You'll find out why when we return here on the Riff.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
The Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice movie that was filmed here in Detroit might become the most expensive movie ever made. Wouldn't it be funny if it came out the budget was so high because the security they had to get filming in Detroit?
Oh, wow.
Biggest security budget on a film ever. Someone did steal the Batmobile, remember?
Well, that's what I mean. So
the Batmobile went missing here in Detroit.
We're on our fifth Batmobile this shoot, and we've been filming for a week.
Yeah. It's just pimped out Batmobiles cruising down I-70.
Yeah. Trying to kiss me right
in there. It's my Batmobile.
This is if Dave stole the car. Yeah. This is what we'll be blasting. All you see is this white face, black car.
That's the whitest Batman I've ever seen.
I'm white man.
Who's playing that old ass song?
It's white man. He tries to solve crimes just by like being as nice and white as possible.
Guys, let's just settle down here and talk about our differences.
It's white man. Detroit's next crime-fighting hero.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there, 6:43. It is a Tuesday morning on Dave and Chuck the Freak. More Riff news coming up. Celebrity dirt from the Riff Files. Is Charlie Sheen actually going to announce he's HIV positive this morning? And Florida's effed up. What did a Florida woman do to her ex during an argument over sex positions at their storage unit?
Storage.
It's a strange Florida tale, but the details in just a moment.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
This is nothing but vulgar, lowbrow potty humor.
101 WRIF.
Well, I would have loved to seen the dash cam footage of this traffic cop's reaction as he pulls over a little white car on one of his rounds, only to discover that it has no driver.
What?
It was one of the Google self-driving cars that are being tested on the roads.
Okay.
And apparently he pulled over the vehicle because it was going too slow. Imagine you're like, what in the F? There's no one behind the wheel. Google took the whole incident in stride. A photo of the encounter even showed up on the internet. The Google self-driving car project shared the snapshot, explaining that they capped the speed limit of their self-driving cars at 25 miles an hour for safety reasons.
Yeah.
And although the officer did pull them over, there was a ticket issued.
So the driving Google car slow. Knows they're being pulled over.
That's my question. I was like, did the car really know it was being pulled over? Like it heard sirens and was like, must pull over.
It was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
It's even bad. And the Google car would be the best. Ah, hell.
What seems to be the trouble?
Not working. Is the battery dead?
The battery's dead.
Please tell me.
No, the battery's not.
Oh, that's such
his
a
voice,
bummer.
His voice.
Fail.
Too bad. That's really, really sad.
Mm. They say, like this officer, people sometimes flag us down when they want to know more about our project. After 1.2 million miles of autonomous driving, we're proud to say we've never been ticketed. Perhaps the self-driving cars haven't been ticketed yet because California laws are still actually quite unsure how to go about this new technology. Oh, I thought a ticket had been issued, but they did not. It was just a warning. It was a warning.
Okay, that's nice.
The car did get tased and choked, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was driving 25 in the 35-mile-an-hour zone.
So was there anyone in the car? Like, are Google guys in, like, the back seat being driven around, and they know
in
to,
the
like...
picture they released, there was no one in the car.
They're just sending those things out by themselves?
Yeah.
Google.
Hmm.
But since you're the cop, you're like, what?
No.
You know? Yeah. It'd be so crazy that there's no one in that car. It's like those, you know, the stunts they pull on YouTube where car pulls up to the drive-thru window and the no guy's like hidden in the seat.
Yeah.
As the seat.
Yeah.
The people freak out.
They should do Google car stunts like that. Scare the hell out of people.
We always warn people about the dangers of deer on Michigan roads because they can dart out at any time. This is a particularly bad time of year for that. But in Texas, they have a similar problem. This driver, though, found him with an unexpected passenger when a deer smashed through his windshield.
Oh, my God.
Here's the story here. Take a listen.
Roads this morning. Ben?
And this windshield, Deborah, might be all the warning they need, at least what's left of the windshield. This right here is proof positive of the difference just one moment can make. Take a close look, because believe it or not, the driver of this car was just fine. You're going to hear from him in a second. And amazingly, it wasn't the deer through the windshield that scared him. It's when he looked in his back seat and there was a buck back there. That's when he feared for his life.
because if it starts moving, I'm dead. So I immediately exited the vehicle, and I almost ran into traffic.
Watch this. Just look at it. You see the deer there on the road? Boom.
Christopher Coleman right was in the car. Center lane of the Sam Rayburn Tollway in Plano when this happened two nights ago, right by the future Toyota headquarters complex. According to the Insurance Council of Texas, our state leads the country in deaths from collisions with animals. And November is the most dangerous month for them because it's mating season, and a buck like this one only has one thing on his mind, and he's not afraid to run across a highway to get it.
So the deer landed in his back seat.
Well, did you see what it did? It destroyed the passenger seat.
Yes. It literally ripped through the window, the passenger side of the window, and the passenger seat, and landed in the back seat. So he's so lucky it wasn't just, you know, a couple of inches closer to him.
And he's lucky there was no passenger. They were dead.
Oh, the passenger would have been dead, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pure luck he survived that.
But he's so... I guess I wouldn't even really think you'd be so stunned. He's now worried that the deer's going to freak out, right?
Oh, yeah. Deer didn't look like it was.
No, I think the deer was in some trouble. I was deer like, oh, why did I do that?
Yeah.
The guy thought it was going to be like the movie Tommy Boy.
Exactly.
Where they pick up the deer. Yeah.
Did you imagine having a buck back there with its antlers?
And you know what? They don't take things sitting down, do they?
It's deer, like one of the few things on the road that make me say out loud things by myself like I'm a maniac.
Oh, really?
Like I'll be driving and I'll see a few of them at the side of the road and I'm like, don't you goddamn do it.
Because they will.
I see them all the time, as I've said. And the other morning I had one literally cross in front of me on the freeway and I slowed down. I'm like, all right, it's fine. And it stood at the side, and it kind of looked, and then it came back across right in front of me.
No,
and I slam on the brakes.
Dumbass deer.
No, you had made it. You were safe.
No, they don't know. They don't know what they're doing. They're stupid.
They're very dumb.
They get shot all the time. All the time.
Some guys get divorced and think they'll slide right back into being single. Then they realize dating at 50 and eating grilled cheese for dinner is not all it's cracked up to be. Mm. This dude, though, sounds like he's making the most of it. A guy named Jeffrey Gebhardt got divorced a while back and bought a small house last year in Milford, Ohio, just outside of Cincinnati. Jeffrey's been a Bengals fan for almost 40 years, and he says this is the best team they've ever had. They were undefeated until they lost to the Texans, so now they're 8-1.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a woman shooting down all the awesome ideas he comes up with anymore. So when he went to repaint his house, he decided to paint it bright orange with tiger stripes.
Wow.
So it looks just like the Bengals uniforms. Now, obviously, this is black and white, but there's what it looks like. He told the local news he had to wait and do this until he got divorced because there's no way he would have gotten away with it if he was still married.
God, I'd love to see how bright orange it is. Because it's...
Bring up a picture.
Yeah.
And show you.
Like, there's no way you should ever do this.
No.
Like, are you going to do, like, Honolulu blue and silver?
No. God, no. I'd much rather go tiger colors. But, yeah. Okay, I mean...
So there you go. There's the house in blue color.
His poor neighbors.
And there he is.
Yeah.
Jeez, what a screenshot of that. Wow.
Head to toe Bengals gear and his Bengals house. Now he says it's like the place where all his buddies come every Sunday to watch the games.
Yeah, he's that guy.
He's that
guy. He's just that guy.
Because he's got no wife.
Yeah.
It's
just
him.
Never have anyone again.
What would you change about your house, Chuck, if you got divorced? Like, is there anything that you'd do differently in
there? Well, number one, I'll have to have a new house. Because I'll be gone. So my house would be small. It would be, like in a trailer area.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Just realistically, I'll be living in a trailer. I'll have a TV.
Just simple, right?
That's all I would
like
want.
Like bare bones.
Yeah.
Basic.
I don't need a lot.
But air conditioning and...
Oh, that's got to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean...
You won't have like live, laugh, love things all over.
I won't have that. I won't have any of that.
Inspirational quotes on the walls?
No, like I won't have a room where it says, You come as guests, but leave as friends. I won't have that.
Yours will just say, just leave.
Yeah. I won't have that.
You came as an enemy and you remain an enemy.
Yeah. You came here and you knew I was home, but I didn't answer.
We should make a line of those.
Like, we should.
Things dudes can hang up.
Yeah. Guy like, Plax.
Yeah, Guy Plax.
Yes, I'm home, and no, I'm not answering.
Come as guests and leave as friends. Beautiful, though. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, nice it sure is. Sure is.
I think every
guy
would.
I mean, I would have a, like, if I realistically had my own home, I'd go back to a single Chuck.
Yeah.
You know, where I'd have like a sports den.
Yeah, I'd give you my old couch again.
Yeah, I'd need it.
So you'd get set up.
Yeah, anything you're throwing away, let me know.
Like I did years ago, gave you my old couch. Lisa, what about Lenny? How do you think he'd change the house if you weren't around?
Oh, God. Oh boy. He would be thrilled. He would get rid of all of the pillows because he says I have too many pillows.
Oh, my God. What is it with ladies and
that's
pillows?
That's the thing. There was an article that I'd read about how women are obsessed with pillows and guys just don't get it.
This is so funny because I just had this discussion with Amber a few weeks ago because I counted the pillows on our bed when I had to pull them off one day.
And how many pillows do you have on your bed?
Dude, there's 9 pillows on our bed.
9? That beats me.
There's
I don't have
9 pillows on our bed.
Jesus.
I have quite a few, but I don't have 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
And but, they get piled up in the corner when we're sleeping.
Yeah, there's a...
And it's literally like as tall as me.
Hmm.
You want a bed to just look nice, like you just want to be able to get in it. It's just made well.
You don't use those pillows.
I know. I know. We don't use those.
I don't understand
it. We like our pillows. We can't explain it.
No.
We just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting rid of pillows would be...
Would you think he'd recreate the Elvis shrine?
Probably.
Yeah.
He'd bring that back.
He'd have all his LSU. The whole house would be LSU.
Yeah.
He's a giant.
It would be
fan.
A mess, a total mess.
Right.
Yeah.
With no pillows. Adam from Madison Heights with us on the Riff Lines. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. Sack of bitches.
Sack of bitches. How would you change things up if you were living by yourself and your lady was out of the picture?
I would build myself a 3-story wizard's tower. My bedroom would be on the top, library would be in the middle, everything else would be on the ground floor.
A 3-story wizard tower?
That's
wizard
awesome.
Wizard tower.
Yeah, a wizard tower.
Huh. I've never seen a wizard tower before.
Listen, you know like those homes that have like the little castle-y sections where they have like it's like their breakfast nook.
Turrets?
They have like a turret.
Yeah.
Well, imagine a turret that's just huge and 3 stories high.
So like a giant lighthouse almost, but in the shape of a castle.
A castle-y wizard tower. Yep.
Yep. Okay, Adam.
Mm. Hey, he can do whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants.
He can.
That's the glory. Also, I'd build myself a bunker.
Like a panic
definitely
room?
Would have.
Like a panic room? Or what
bigger than a panic room. Like a you can live there room. Like not just a panic room.
Like end of the world style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I'd have that.
I definitely downsize too because there's so much. There's too much space. There's not there's too much to clean.
Yeah. No,
I want
I'm not,
something simple.
Guys don't need a lot
I'm not
of
cleaning. I'm not going to clean. So I can't have a lot of stuff to get messy.
Jeff.
There'll be a lot of dust.
How you doing, man?
Hello.
Hey, so we're talking about this guy in Ohio got divorced and decided that he was going to paint his house bright orange for the Cincinnati Bengals. How would you change things up if you were living by yourself?
I got divorced a few years ago, and I turned my whole basement into a great big train layout.
Is this Future Chuck? Is Future Chuck calling
that's
us?
That's one of the possibilities.
Hey, I've listened about Chuck and his trains. I've been wanting to call for a while now, man. You'd be amazed what I've got down there.
I bet. I mean, it's single Chuck. Every room would be its own one of my obsessions. So, like, the basement might be, you know, I'd have a train room, I'd have a guitar room, I'd have a video game room, I'd have a jerk-off room.
So, did you have all this train stuff beforehand and you just couldn't put it out, or was it purchased after?
I had a lot of train stuff when I was married, but obviously with kids, you gotta, have room for them and everything, and Then when I got divorced, hey, I had the house all to myself. So I cleared it all out and started buying more stuff and set it all up.
Oh, yeah, I could fill a basement.
And you sound pretty happy.
He is happy. Oh, he does sound happy.
Absolutely.
He is happy.
All right, Jeff, thanks for calling in, dude. Have a good day.
Right.
You and him can have a train party. Tyler.
That'd be awesome.
Hi, Tyler from Utica. Good morning.
Ripcord.
Ripcord. How would you change things up if you weren't living with a lady?
So I would put a urinal in the living room in the corner. So I would never have to get up and leave the TV. I could always stay there and watch TV or play video games or whatever.
In the living room?
Just right there.
That's
living
so
room urinal.
Well, you put a cake in there, it's fine.
Yeah, I do love the smell of those cakes.
Keep it nice and fresh smelling. Remember when we talked to a real estate agent before?
Yeah, there was lots of toilets.
Yeah, there's people install toilets in their living room.
Yeah,
and it must
do.
Be for that reason.
Yeah.
America.
America.
Yeah,
you can do what you want.
Freedom.
I'd like a Darth Vader meditation chamber.
Where that closes in on you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That would be cool.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Oh, yeah. Did you see that kid that built that? He built like a backyard Death Star.
What? Oh, yes.
Huge.
I saw that.
I did.
Like,
not.
He built a Death Star and it lit up. And
what was it made out of?
It was made out of, it almost looks like, an Etch-a-Sketch type of thing, but it was expandable. And then he put like some kind of coating around it. In the daylight, it doesn't look impressive, but at night, when it was all lit up, it looked pretty sweet.
Someone said that could have been the first official meeting of Train Masters United.
Mm-hmm.
Nice networking.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I do like the idea of just future Chuck got a hold of the technology to call the past.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hello, Chuck. We have a beautiful train basement.
You're going to be so happy. Just do it.
Happy Chuck calls in. I'd love Happy Chuck to call in and tell us how great his life is.
Yeah, like if I talk to him, though, then the world ends or something. There's
right.
something weird.
You can never have a conversation.
Yeah, I can never have a conversation like me.
But you, so
miserable
you can talk
Chuck.
To me. Future Chuck could talk to me.
Yes.
While you listen in.
I don't think I can hear it. I
it
think
would
the
rip a hole in
rip
the space.
A hole in the fabric of time. Yeah.
You couldn't
that.
Ask a woman this question because a woman has exactly what she wants.
No,
right
that's
now.
It.
Yeah, like what
if
would you change about your house?
It would just be like
just exactly the same.
Yeah,
exactly. Women get what they want.
Yeah.
Amber has the place how she wants it. If Except, I'm gone, she's like, okay, great, less to clean.
Like there'll be less bad smells.
She'll get my little bit of closet space.
Yeah,
even more for
extra
herself.
Closet space.
Yeah,
then she's all good.
Yeah,
they have what they need. I do want Future Chuck to call us, though, because I want to hear how happy he'd sound. You think Future, we can reach him on the phone there and see,
no.
See how he sounds?
No, better not. We better not call him.
I better not.
Yeah, that's a bad idea, you think? We better not talk to
him. Oh, Future Chuck.
Yeah.
Keenan. Hi, Keenan. Morning, Keenan.
Vagina.
Go ahead.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Hey, no, I was totally, like, take my house down and then, like, build it underground. So, like, you wouldn't even, I wouldn't, like, all you would see is nothing. It'd be underground and then, like, make it into, like, a total, like, bar. Like, an underground bar. Just keep it open whenever because no one would be able to even see it.
Yeah. See, that's a dream of his.
You know, dudes like, want to be off, so, though.
Like, yeah. Off the grid,
off
man.
Off the radar.
I do. I'd love to be off the grid. Except for the internet. I'd also need a moonshine place. I've talked about that.
You want a still?
I do.
One more call on this.
I wouldn't even drink it, but
Dave,
I just want to make it.
Dave got divorced 5 years ago, so how did you change your house, Dave?
I turned the whole living room into Harley Davidson's. That's why I work on them. I got a chair and I got a couch and a TV and three Harleys sitting in my living room.
There's some Harleys in your living room.
Yes.
Why not?
Well, see, that could never happen.
Your place.
That could never happen with a lady around.
No.
Harley's in the living room.
And you would be surprised at the ladies that come over that want to get freaky on them Harleys in the living room.
I can't even imagine, Dave.
Ideas they come up with.
Oh, I bet.
Filthy ladies.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, thanks for calling in. Have a good day. He has three Harleys in his living room.
It's funny because I think when you get divorced, I don't know, like watching my dad get divorced.
Yeah.
He never built like a dream home after that. He always like gave his real nice house to a chick.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he would default to like a one bedroom apartment with a beanbag chair.
Yeah.
And then I'd go visit him and he'd be like, have a seat on the beanbag chair. And I'm like, all right, hunker in. Yeah. He's like, you hungry? I got SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't look like he was living the dream.
It's a sad tale, huh?
Yeah, it didn't look like he had built his empire.
Crap. Yeah, we don't need a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
No, just especially after you've just been beaten down for years, and you just the quiet of it all.
My dad just desperately wants to build a house and put French doors and a deck on it.
Yeah,
and give it to a woman. That's his favorite thing. I don't know why. Every house he's owned, he's had the big project where he put crazy French doors leading to a deck out back.
And then it's hers.
And then you go, lady.
Gives it right to him.
It's hers.
And he doesn't learn.
It's his tradition.
No.
What would you do, Andy, if in your backyard you walked out one day and there was a 6-foot-long rattlesnake?
I'd just be like, ah! I don't know. Snakes don't scare me. I'd hear its rattle, and I'd be like, somebody needs to kill that thing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't pick it up and inspect it or anything?
No, probably not.
Well, an Arkansas man caught a 6-foot-long rattlesnake, and here's the story of what he did. Take a listen.
Finding snakes similar to this in your yard would be alarming to anyone. But imagine finding a rattlesnake bigger than you are.
Holy crap. Turn up a bit.
It's a rattlesnake that was caught right here in our area. Snake experts say a man from Hartford in South Sebastian County killed it after the reptile attacked his dog. It's been shared more than 400 times on Facebook.
It's a rattlesnake? I've never seen a rattlesnake that big before.
Snake experts say it's a western diamondback rattlesnake. Even though it isn't the biggest one ever found, the size of it is a bit unusual.
Normally around 4 to 5 feet, depending on which kind it is.
How big would you say that one was?
Oh, that one's got to be at least 8-9 feet.
The man who found it declined to talk on camera, but his photo sure has caused quite a stir on Facebook.
I don't know what I'd do if I saw something that big.
It's illegal to kill a snake in Arkansas unless you feel that you're in danger, of course, because they serve a pretty good purpose.
They eat a lot of rats and mice and everything, and that controls the population.
This particular snake probably did more than his fair share.
That's pretty crazy.
So again, snake experts say the best thing to do is steer clear of the snakes, let them do their job.
What was that snake eating?
Yeah, it looked like it was all, it just ate dogs.
Yeah, it had moved on to dogs.
I've never seen
cats.
A rattlesnake that big. That's alarming. That's like a python-sized rattlesnake.
It's massive. I didn't think they got that big. Because that's the thing about a python. They're huge, but at the same time, they don't, poison you and, you know what I mean? They crush you to death. You feel like you got at least a chance, maybe, but a rattlesnake that big.
Teeth.
Oh, and venom?
Dude, it's like something out of Conan the Barbarian.
It's nuts. Can't believe how big it was. But he killed it and then posted the pictures online. Time now for some celebrity dirt from the Riff Files this morning. And we heard last week, we talked about it on the show, that an unidentified male celebrity was HIV positive. And that this celebrity was known for, quote, one-night stands, drug binges, and encounters with prostitutes. We all at one point thought, oh, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Right? Looks like we were right. Charlie is reportedly going to admit to Matt Lauer this morning on the Today Show that he is HIV positive. Charlie is supposedly coming clean because several former partners threatened to sue him because he didn't tell them that he was HIV positive when they had sex.
So is this like those porn chicks?
Must be.
Because there was one that they did an interview with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did the Daily Mail maybe or something.
Charlie has settled with some of them by giving them cash in exchange for their silence.
Yeah.
But according to TMZ, Charlie has been taking meds for HIV and having regular blood tests, and they show the virus, according to him, is undetectable in his system.
Well, it's the same with Magic Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm.
His is now undetectable.
Charlie doesn't feel like he deceived anyone because he's either not contagious or cured or something along those lines.
Mm.
A big-time Hollywood publicist and crisis manager says he was approached by Charlie's people 6 months ago about helping him deal with this. He says Charlie is getting treatment, and a lot of people in his life know about it. It's been going on for quite a while. One source says Charlie has been hiding this for 4 years.
Hmm. See, it makes me wonder if, you know how he got fired from his show and all that stuff, just how much of this kind of came out.
Or how did this affect him?
How did it affect him?
Is that what sent him off? Like, how long ago was that? Charlie Sheen losing his mind? Like, when you went to see him at the Fox Theater?
That's been 2 years since then, hasn't it?
More than that.
2011. That's 4 years ago. That's when he was played the Fox Theater anyway.
So that's when he was having his meltdown.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the timeline, according to this, lines up from when that meltdown happened to, you know, when he found out possibly he was HIV positive.
Because he was, like, living and banging multiple chicks back then. But like I said, it all went away. Like, the chicks living with him.
Oh, and I, this porn star, you know, allegedly says that he was in disguise too. Transsexuals or something. That was what the article I'd read. I don't know if any of it's true.
Come on.
I don't know if that sort, you know, consider the source, but that was what she's claiming.
You know what? This is the thing. Like, I've always said, these guys who've banged, like, so many chicks and they're able to, like, bang whoever, they get bored or something. And then they sometimes
experiment.
They start doing some crazy stuff. And it's drug, you know, drugs fuel a lot of really weird stuff.
Super
hard drugs.
Charlie just played with the publicist he's had for 35 years. The guy said, quote, "We had a disagreement about how to handle a situation, so we parted ways." So they were fighting over how he was going to reveal this, I guess.
Yeah.
According to Us Weekly, Denise Richards has known about Charlie's condition for years, but she has nothing to worry about. This happened long after they split. Charlie's latest ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, is yet to comment. They split right about 4 years ago in 2011, and they may have had sex since then. One of Charlie's former goddesses. Remember those days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she came forward to say she's not HIV positive. This is the one Lisa's speaking about, Brie Olson.
Oh,
is that the one, Lisa?
Oh,
I
know Brie Olson, this one, it was anonymous. Came out with the transsexual claims.
She said she didn't mention Charlie by name, but she addressed HIV rumors about one of her exes from a few years ago. Mm.
There was like something that it was like, I think it was on Good Morning America's Facebook page or something, saying that this is going to happen. And so I was reading through the comments, and there was what looked like porn star chicks that were commenting and saying like, we've known about this for years, like all this stuff. And it's like, okay. So like, if you were on that weird porny inner circle, I think you kind of knew. For a long time. Like, you'd know, like, if Brie Olson was all of a sudden having to get, you know, she had a real HIV scare and you were in the porn world, you'd probably know.
Yeah.
One of his other former goddesses, Natalie Kenley, says Charlie's not a monster and would not put people's lives at risk. Heather Locklear offered prayers for Charlie and his family, along with the words, "My heart hurts."
You know, he banged like a lot of, at the time, semi, like, up and coming, going to be famous porn stars. So you just wonder if anyone got anything, but.
Hmm. It makes sense from what the speculation was last week, and it just makes sense based on his lifestyle.
Yeah.
When's he doing that? Do we know when he's doing that?
It doesn't say what time. I just was on the Today Show website. It just says it's going to happen this morning.
Yeah.
We'll have to turn it on in here so we can check it out when he makes that announcement and watch it on Local 4.
Yeah, it's just a crazy, like, it's a weird
thing. It's not
thing
shocking,
that,
though.
No, it's not.
It really isn't.
What's shocking, though, is going on TV, though.
Yeah, that is kind of shocking.
I think it's shocking.
I think you just maybe make a statement.
Remember, the story was last week that, you know, they were going to reveal who it was. And sometimes that's probably what the discussion was with his publicist, you know?
Yeah.
He probably wanted to do it himself instead of having all these tabloids report it.
Yeah.
And reveal who he was. He probably wanted to make the announcement himself and kind of get control over
it. Right. And the thing is, too, you got to remember, like, he's going to go on TV and say he doesn't have it, basically. Right. He's going to say, "I had it, but it's gone."
Yeah.
You know? So.
How old is Charlie Sheen now?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Late 40s?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm thinking early 50s.
Maybe early 50s.
He's probably early 50s.
Yeah. So it's got to be weird to get something like that late in
life.
He's
50.
50.
Yeah, he just turned 50.
Well, most people have settled down long before 50.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is when he was fired from the show, too. Like, if the timeline's right, that's all adding up to this could have led to his Charlie Sheen infamous Tiger Blood breakdown.
Yeah.
Hashtag winning.
So he found out, and then he started doing drugs.
But at the same time, if he found out and had sex with all those people unwillingly, that's a criminal offense.
Mm-hmm.
So he, I believe, claims that any sex that he had with anybody, like, I think that's when he got it. I think he just was spiraling because of the drugs, and he was banging so many people and into whatever he was into and whatever drugs he was into.
So you think
I bet he got it when he was on that breakdown. Because he was like living the whole, I got porn stars living in my house, and then all of a sudden everyone left. And it was like when everyone left and then he got back to, he was like, all of a sudden he was chummy with his ex-wife again. Mm-hmm. And he was really trying to be a good father again and all that stuff. And Denise Richards was like coming out and saying he's really trying. I'm like, okay, that to me is after he found out.
Mm-hmm. Access Hollywood says Denise Richards knew he was HIV positive for years.
Mm.
I feel so bad for his daughters. This is your dad.
Oh, my God. That's your dad.
Dad
oh,
is yeah. just
all
a
this
mess.
Stuff. You know, never mind all HIV, just who he is and how he's acting yeah. and the ridiculousness of Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that Brie Olsen, that porn star, just moved into a huge new house and she's been like periscoping it and stuff. Could be some settlement hush-hush money, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that chick's a famous. She's like a upper class porn star. She's, you know what I mean? Like, Brie Olsen's big time. It's, you know, she was on her way up to becoming big time. Like, it was almost shocking she was doing anything with Charlie Sheen at the time.
But even if it doesn't show up in your blood, you're still HIV positive,
I believe
right?
so.
Like,
I
that doesn't go away, even though it's undetectable in your blood.
Right, once you got it.
Once you've been declared HIV positive, you are then, for the rest of your life, HIV positive.
Right, like, I think if you go off the drugs, will it not come back? I don't. There's a lot I don't know about it. You know, where a lot of us are
we haven't talked about it in years, really, as a society.
Because I think medically they got it real manageable.
Well, it's not
sounds
the death
like what
sentence
happened to him
that it used to be.
With the drug cocktails he was on, you know, if that's legit.
Yeah.
Well, HIV can lead to AIDS. So if you get AIDS, then that's worse.
Yeah.
He still will have to have, obviously, protected sex.
So apparently Justin Bieber is going to be on the Today Show too, and his staff has warned the Today Show that Charlie can get nowhere near him. Like no photo ops or, you know, like, I guess he doesn't want to be seen with Charlie Sheen.
Huh.
And, you know, as much as Justin Bieber's a little douche, I get that. You know, you don't want to be hugging Charlie Sheen.
No, you don't want that photo out there.
No, not the best career move.
Hmm.
So we'll see what he has to say for himself on the Today Show a little later on this morning. A new website has put together a list of 2015's 100 most valuable stars. And this is based on stuff like box office totals, social media buzz, likability, and critical respect. Jennifer Lawrence is number one.
Hmm.
She was actually number one last year as well. So she's been hot for quite a while.
She's a big star, man.
Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. is number two.
Yeah.
Followed by Leonardo DiCaprio, Bradley Cooper, The Rock.
The Rock, man.
The Rock is number
five. Makes a lot of money.
He does. I saw that horrible disaster movie he was in on a plane.
But he was in Furious 7, too, right?
Yep.
Turn that into an Oscar-nominated movie, hopefully.
Nope. Tom Cruise, number six. Hugh Jackman, number seven. Followed by Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, and Scarlett Johansson in the top 10. Chris Pratt just shy of the top 10 at number 11. That dude, his star has skyrocketed.
Yeah, he's going way up.
The highest ranking star who wasn't in last year's top 100, Amy Schumer. She's at 39 on the list this time. And as you were talking about Fast and Furious, if seven or eight movies aren't enough and you want more, you're going to get it. Vin Diesel says there are prequels and spinoffs now in development because they're making so much freaking money.
Yeah.
They've written out storylines for various characters. They've been playing it at the with it for a long time. the very rich property of Fast and Furious, and they're going to commit to treating it with a lot of class, he says. They didn't say which characters might branch out, but as you said, The Rock. There's the one with box office bankability. That's the guy you do a whole spinoff with. And then there may be a spinoff based just on Vin Diesel's characters.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Gosling made it official. He is doing Blade Runner 2 with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I heard that, and I heard the script is amazing. So
the first movie was so good. I hope this is just not better. Harrison Ford having this like late life reboot of all his original movies. You know, another Star Wars movie, another Blade Runner movie. There's talk of another Indiana Jones with him in it too.
Yeah.
They say they won't do it without him.
Because he's still,
he's the man.
It's crazy, but he's still the man. He's still Han Solo, and he's still Indiana Jones.
What I like about him, too, is I think he's close to, he's almost 80 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah. Or maybe 70. I might be wrong on that. But he goes into interviews now, and he's just like a super curmudgeon.
Oh, I know.
He's just like, I don't care what you're saying to me.
No.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's old man Harrison Ford.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Doesn't give a damn.
Yeah. No.
He doesn't need to do interviews.
Right.
He's 73.
73.
Yeah. He's a year older than my dad.
And he's doing all sorts of movies, like the Brewster, the movie star.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. And one more thing here from the Rip Files this morning. I don't know if you guys would be into it, James and Chuck and Andy. A ballet based on Star Wars.
Nope.
Just made its debut at a Western Michigan theater.
No, I'm good.
The Star Wars Tribute Ballet was performed in Muskegon. The performance featured characters such as Princess Leia, Han Solo, and Yoda, and the Star Wars music.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Star Wars music, but ballet, though, I can't. I mean, guys, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Even if it's Star Wars, you couldn't sit through.
If it was like a Star Wars
ballet,
like if it was like a Star Wars Vegas style show,
I was just gonna say if it was like some sort of a Star Wars topless ballet, I would be in.
Like but, 50 Princess Leias with their tits out.
Oh yeah, if it just give me 50 slave Leias with their boobies out.
Yeah,
yeah, and I'm like, in. But if it's just regular ballet,
that's a great idea.
50 tits out slave Leias.
Whoa. That just hit Andy.
Like with a big Jabba in the background and all Las Vegas style. You know, big Jabba.
Me Jabba no bother.
What a Wonka.
Oh, we just had another great idea. Star Wars, the burlesque show.
Somebody get Disney on the phone right now.
Please do,
they
James.
Probably won't do it.
Let's get their approval.
Right.
We'll do the unofficial then.
Yeah.
We'll call it like
Star Battles.
Yeah.
Star Battles.
Yeah. Intergalactic Wars. Amongst the Stars. The topless review.
Princess Leia.
We got Boop Skywalker.
Boop!
Book, I am your father.
Fran Solo.
Fran. I am Fran.
I'm Fran Solo.
I like it already.
It is a big hit. Coming up in just a moment, Florida's effed up. What did a Florida woman do to her ex during an argument over sex positions at their storage unit? I'll tell you about that after Chuck the Freak Check Sports.
Get to the Joe tomorrow, November 18th, to see the Wings battle the Washington Capitals. Puck drops at 8 p.m., Fan packs start at just $67. You'll get two tickets, two food vouchers, and two soft drinks. For tickets and more, more information, go to DetroitRedWings.com. Speaking of the Red Wings, they played last night, and they ended up winning in overtime. They were winning this game 3-1, but then Ottawa came back and tied the game up. It went to overtime, and then Tatar ended up getting a breakaway with like 2 minutes left in overtime, and he scored. Dylan Larkin, Nyquist, and Riley Sheehan also scored for Detroit. Jimmy Howard finished with 22 saves. So the Wings ended up winning. It's a big 2 points for them against Ottawa. And so the Lions, of course, are still totally pumped because they ended up beating Green Bay. Jim Caldwell says that there's a couple pretty significant injuries, though, that happened in the game. Nevin Lawson, he made a tackle and he went in with his head first and he sort of laid there like unconscious. And then they, for a while, and then he just got up and walked off the field. So, but he's, has to do that concussion protocol. And then Josh Wilson has a pretty significant injury to his knee. He was just running. And you know what's bad when a guy's just running, doesn't do anything, but then just falls and grabs his knee?
Mm.
It's like, okay, well, something went bad there. But Caldwell spoke Monday after the Lions, of course, upset Green Bay 18-16, beating the Packers on the road for the first time since 1991. Detroit's defensive backfield was decimated by the time the day was over, though, and that Crezdon Butler, that's a sweet name.
Crezdon.
Yep. He was signed just days leading up to the game. He broke up that two-point conversion by Aaron Rodgers in the final minute. So
kind of like Crez Dave Hunter.
You know, the other thing, too, and I don't know if you guys heard this, but so for the big final field goal, the one that didn't work,
mm-hmm.
the Lions, they didn't have enough players out on the field. They only had 10 guys.
Oh, my God.
So they're a really, really bad football team. Really. I mean, I know they won, but they're really bad.
Man, Florida's effed up.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, yes.
45-year-old Wendy Looper of Bradenton, Florida, went to a public storage unit with her ex-husband, Michael Vaccaro, Saturday night to get some of their stuff. Then when they parked, Wendy stripped nude and asked Michael, "You want to F me?"
Wow.
Naturally, he said yes. He asked her to lay down. But she didn't want to do it missionary. She wanted a different position.
Okay.
And they started arguing. She wound up throwing something at him and hitting him in the head. Then when he got out of the car, she ran over his foot.
Oh, God.
Damn.
She was arrested for domestic battery. Sadly, the police report doesn't say what position she was requesting.
The dog.
But when you see her picture, maybe you can decide.
Okay. All right.
Apparently, this is not the first time she's gone after Michael either. The cops went to their place in August when she punched him because he didn't do the laundry.
Uh-huh.
You can check out Wendy's mugshot at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. So,
boy.
What position does 45-year-old Wendy Looper of Bradenton, Florida want to do it in?
Oh, God.
Oh, she wants to do him. That's the position.
Oh.
Yeah.
She wants to plow him.
Jesus.
That's a man, baby.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
She looks like a grizzled Hollywood old star.
She looks like John Lovitz in drag.
You're right.
Oh, that's a nasty
look.
Is it a guy?
No, it's a woman.
I know.
It's 45-year-old Wendy Looper.
I know it's Wendy Looper now.
No,
I know
it's a woman now. Wendy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they would have mentioned that.
She got broad shoulders.
Sure, a lot of women have broad shoulders.
No, but I mean strong. She got a strong neck and shoulders.
There's a shadow under her Adam's apple.
Yeah.
She's
You think she wanted to do him?
I'm not convinced on this she thing. Give me that up close.
Okay, I'll try and see if I can find a in-color picture for you that we put up on our website.
Is that not the most manly-looking woman you've ever seen? I think she might be the manliest woman we've ever seen.
Okay,
well, it does look a little bit better in color, but still.
She wanted to do the wheelbarrow.
There's no other photos of her?
No, just the one. Oh, she was arrested for domestic battery. She works as a housekeeper. Let's see. Oh, that's just the report on that one.
She's only 45.
Damn.
Jesus.
Wendy Looper.
Wendy Looper.
Yeah, she looks much older and frightening.
Wow.
You want to check her out? Go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. The Paris terrorists may have been communicating through Sony's PlayStation 4.
Really?
Before this, the only thing people were communicating over a PlayStation was, "I am a virgin."
I am a virgin. That and calling me gay.
Marilyn Manson and Papa Roach have canceled their concerts in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not because of the terrorist attacks, because it's not 2001.
Oh.
No one needed to see them.
No.
And finally, Justin Bieber says he doesn't want to wind up like Amy Winehouse. A respected musical genius? You're in the clear, dude.
Yeah.
You are in the clear.
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on 101 WRIF.
Dave.
I get on top, and I literally milk him.
Chuck the Freak.
I'm gay!
Lisa Way.
Guess what? You're gay.
Dave and Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
All right, taking a break. When we come back in just a moment, I read a really nice article about parenting, talking about the five things your kids will remember about you.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. But I figured we'd go another way with this. What's the Dave and Chuck the Freak type thing your kid will remember about you? Something they probably shouldn't. Mm-hmm. We'll head to the Riff Lines when we return. You're with Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
We're talking about the first ever successful penis transplant, and it led us to think about what would you do? Would you donate your dog? Jessica's next.
Well, they have like a standard of like maybe no Asia donating. I don't know if I would want them that small.
If I have nothing, I know. Something's better than nothing.
You can't
be picky.
If you had a 12-incher and the thing got chopped off, he doesn't want 4 inches.
What if you got a famous dong?
Amazing.
It would change your life.
You need like Frank Sinatra's dong.
Oh my God.
When that clock strikes. That's six, babe.
Whoa, I don't know why I'm doing this.
Time to head for goalie lights.
You get the dawn, it starts to change you. Yeah. Like, I've got green eyes. All of a sudden, they're like crystal blue. Yeah. My hair grows back. I get skinny. I start wearing suits.
Will you have Frank Sinatra's dog?
Let me see that thing.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
7:37 here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning. Hope you're doing well on this Tuesday, the 17th of November. So Charlie Sheen apparently is about to reveal the status of his HIV. You know, there were rumors going around that there was an A-list celebrity, as they say, who was HIV positive and has been for years. And several women in his life were about to come forward and reveal who he was or, get together and sue him over this. Yeah. And then word broke yesterday that that appears to be Charlie Sheen, who the story was focusing on. He is going to speak to Matt Lauer on the Today Show, and we're going to let you listen to a little bit of that coming up to see exactly what he has to say for himself. And is he really HIV positive? He, you know, rumors then came out that he says it's out of his system. It's no longer detected in his bloodstream.
Yeah.
Is that the deal? We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
WRIF. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
So if you're just joining us, we had heard that Charlie Sheen is expected to announce that he is HIV positive this morning on the Today Show. Is that what he's going to say? At least one source claims he's known for 4 years and several women have threatened to sue him. We're going to listen in live to the Today Show now, airing on NBC, courtesy of Local 4. Take a listen.
This morning, he's here to talk about something immensely personal and private. Charlie, good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
How you been?
Good. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. We've spoken a lot over the last couple of days. And
let me just say, first and foremost, that your producing team, Katie Dissler and the Zim, have been awesome.
Thank you.
As have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, just absolute compassion and it just means the world. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You know there are a lot of rumors out there right now, and you would like to address them head on, so I'll give it to you.
Go ahead. I'm here to admit that I am, in fact, HIV positive. And I have to put a stop to this onslaught, this barrage of attacks and of sub-truths and very very harmful and mercurial stories that are about the threatening the health of so many others, which couldn't be farther from the truth.
I want to talk about those in a second. How many people have you told about this?
I've told enough that I trusted to be in the position and the situation that I'm in today.
People you thought you could trust at the time?
Absolutely, yeah.
How long have you known about this? When were you diagnosed?
Roughly 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it started with what I thought based on this series of cluster headaches and insane migraines and sweating the bed, completely drenched 2-3 nights in a row, that I was emergency hospitalized. I thought I had brain tumor. I thought it was over. after a battery of tests and spinal taps, all that crap, they walked in the room and said, boom, here's what's going on. It's a hard three letters to absorb, you know? It's a turning point in one's life.
4 years you have been trying to keep this secret.
Yeah.
And you have said that you have been the victim of betrayal and extortion. You told me that a lot of people have actually demanded money to stay silent about this.
That is true. Yeah. And I have paid those people. Not that many, but enough to where it is depleted the future.
How many people have you paid?
I don't want to guess wrong. But enough to bring it into the millions.
Oh my God!
And that's right. what people forget is that's money they're taking from my children. You know, they think it's just me, but I got five kids and a granddaughter. You know,
you wrote this to me in a letter and shared it with me yesterday. In and around this perplexing and difficult time, I dazedly chose or hired the companionship of unsavory and insipid types. I'm imagining prostitutes. Regardless of their saltless reputations, I always led with condoms and honesty when it came to my condition. Sadly, my truth soon became their treason as a deluge of blackmail and extortion took center stage in this circus of deceit. Were these people that you had had sexual contact with and were claiming that you had transmitted the virus to them? Or were these people who simply found out about your status and were threatening to tell the world?
More the latter. For some reason, I trusted them. They were deep in my inner circle, and I thought that they could be helpful, and instead they, as I wrote, my trust turned to their treason. You
so
know?
Are we talking about lawsuits filed against you here, Charlie? Are we talking about shakedowns?
We're talking about shakedowns. Talking about shakedowns, yeah.
Is it true that on at least one occasion you had a prostitute come over to your house who, after a sexual encounter, went into your bathroom and with a cell phone took an image of your antiretroviral medication?
That's correct, yeah.
And then threatened to sell that image to the tabloids?
Yes, this is after I told her that, thank you for your time, we're not going to see each other anymore.
Yeah.
It was after she spent the day at health food store buying me herbal medications.
Are you still paying
to help me?
Are you still paying some of these people?
Not after today, I'm not.
So you think that by speaking this truth, you'll get out from under that?
That's my goal. That's not my only goal. We'll talk more about that later. But I think I released myself from this prison today.
And it's interesting because these people kept coming over to your house. They kept gaining information that they then used, in your words, to extort you. And yet you continued the behavior. You kept bringing these unsavory types,
which is my part,
to your house.
Which is my part. Absolutely.
And why?
Yeah.
Why would you make the same mistake over and over?
Because
again?
I was so depressed by the condition that I was in that I wasn't. I was doing a lot of drugs. I was drinking way too much. I was making really bad decisions. That part I own 100%.
Have you knowingly, or even perhaps unknowingly, transmitted the HIV virus to someone else since your diagnosis?
Impossible.
Impossible. We're going to talk to your doctor with you in a second about that.
Good.
Have you had unprotected sex on any occasion since your diagnosis?
Yes, but the two people that I did that with were under the care of my doctor, and they were completely warned ahead of time.
Have you, since the time of your diagnosis, told every one of your sexual partners before you had a sexual encounter that you were HIV positive?
Yes, I have.
No exception.
No exception.
Have you been involved, you know, if you look at the CDC website and they talk about the transmission of HIV, they talk about risky behaviors. Would it be fair to say that you have been involved in all of those risky behaviors?
Negative. No, you're talking about needles and that whole mess? No, definitely not.
Do you know how you contracted the virus?
Sitting here today, not entirely, no. No.
I want to read you something else from the letter you handed me. You said, this is after the time of your diagnosis. The personal disbelief, karmic confusion, shame, and anger led to a temporary yet abysmal descent into profound substance abuse and fathomless drinking. Was this that whole Tiger Blood winning period in your life? Was that a result, that meltdown we saw, a reaction to your diagnosis?
I wish I could blame it on that. That was more of a roid rage. But this was on the heels of that, let me say, yeah.
And when you say shame in that, the stigma that is attached to this diagnosis is one of the worst parts about it. People don't take action, they don't get help because of that stigma.
Sure.
Do you still feel that stigma?
Not anymore, I don't, no. I don't. No, I have a responsibility now to better myself and to help a lot of other people. And hopefully with what we're doing today, others may come forward and say, thanks, Charlie. Thanks for kicking the door open, you know.
You're going to stick around with us. We're going to sit down with your doctor who has been treating you.
So we've been listening to a live interview with Charlie Sheen on Local 4 on NBC's Today Show, where he did reveal that he is HIV positive.
That's heavy, man.
Yeah. Unlike the story that came out yesterday, unless later in this interview he'll reveal that the story yesterday was that he said it's undetectable in his system right now. And maybe
with
later
his doctor,
with his doctor, they'll talk about that. But he didn't mention that, at least off the top. I thought he would have come out of the gate with that.
That's what I thought.
That's what he had to say.
It was much more, I've got it, and this is what I've been dealing with. So it was kind of like the tiger blood thing was just him in some kind of spiral. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the tiger blood, he found out he had.
No, he said on the heels. So I believe he found out. He's not saying that's what caused it, but he did have it before that all happened.
See,
find out.
Okay.
He said on the heels of that discovery is when that all happened.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like on the heels of his tiger blood thing.
No,
is
no,
when he found out.
As far as I believe, he was saying on the heels of his, HIV positive discovery is when that whole meltdown happened. He said it was more steroids, but God, how could that not lead to, it totally effed up his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure it led
steroids is needles too, right? I mean, I guess it can be creams. So I guess, and it can be liquid.
He said
so.
He's never done needles. Who knows? God, I do feel like Charlie Sheen has done every questionable thing known to man.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
If there's anything you can do to yourself, I'm sure he's done it to himself.
But you know what? There is something to be said, though, that he's in as good a shape for being the drug user that he is. Like, heroin usually doesn't end well much earlier on than 50 years old if he was, you know what I mean? So it's like Keith Richards and all those guys who always said, well, yeah, I've done drugs, but I only do certain drugs, because there are some that are, that,
Heroin would eat him up. Like, there's nothing you can do about that.
So his motivation to come forward is that people were robbing him blind.
Yeah.
Right? People were blackmailing him to the tune, he says, of millions of dollars. And
did someone come forward with this information, though? That's why he was forced to, because it was leaked.
Finally, somebody said, hey.
We had the story last week.
Right.
There was an unknown A-list celebrity that they're not revealing who he is.
Yeah.
So you're right, Lisa. It must have been that someone was ready to break it to someone.
And he had to come forward.
And he had to, get ahead of it before they revealed all the information and revealed who he was.
Mm. Yeah. You know what's crazy, though? Because, let's say you were married to Charlie Sheen. And at one point, and you have kids with him, you know he's positive, and you also know at this point he's paying off people, in the millions of dollars, and you're taking money away from your kids, like he was saying. I mean, you might want him to just come forward with it.
Well,
end it. I'm sure they didn't, but
no, I don't think so. Because I think it was, he had said they took a picture of the pill bottle.
Yeah,
that was the evidence, and
so it was that one prostitute.
And the crazy thing is that he continued, as Matt Lauer said, he continued doing this stuff even after prostitutes are taking pictures of his drugs and threatening to bribe him with it. He still had hookers come over, and he didn't stop what he was doing. It didn't change his lifestyle.
Well, I think the majority of his hookers and all that didn't try any of that stuff. They took the tremendous amount of money he was paying them and were quiet about it. But there was a couple that thought they were going to make more money, and some did.
But see, but that's the problem, right? Once you start giving in to these people bribing you, they're not going to stop.
No.
They've got they know you're going to pay, yeah. So they're just going to keep coming back to get more money from you.
It's always more. It's always more and more.
I do get him not wanting anyone to know. To keep it private.
Of course, yeah. He probably paid that. Just out of embarrassment.
And, yeah.
That's what it is, I think, you know, and he's finally just said, okay, I got to own this.
And he was, that's the most nervous I've ever seen Charlie Sheen in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
He was stuttering so much, whether it's a result of, you know, his years of drug use or whatever it is. But he was clearly very, very nervous in that interview.
And you can tell by the echoing in his nose that that dude has just done some coke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, there's... He had a briefcase of it delivered, and that was just for one weekend.
Yeah, his parties were legendary.
Yeah. But it's interesting that, you know, he says, well, yeah, he had all those girls come over, and he used condoms, and they knew the deal. You know?
I
know.
I
know.
You can't... What is he going to... He doesn't want to be sued.
No, he can't. Yeah, he's got to say he told everybody.
I mean, who knows? Maybe... I'm sure if everyone's being tested that he was with.
But so. Yeah. A cocaine-riddled Charlie Sheen is going to have the sense about
like
him to
sit you down and let you know. And you're okay with that, right? I don't think a lot of people would be okay with that.
And he said
that.
There was two people that he was having unprotected sex with but under the care of a doctor.
Yeah, I don't know if that matters.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Like the doctor was there and just like, go ahead.
Let's hope for the best.
All right, you guys are clear. Get to screwing.
Yeah.
I'll be right here.
Yeah, that's an odd. That is odd, right?
Mm. I've never heard of that.
No. No. Unless you're trying to get someone pregnant. You know what I mean? And like they were willing to take the risk, which is insane.
Oh,
but
my God. It is. All of it's insane. So he has, what did he say, 4 or 5 kids and a grandkid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had a grandkid, too.
Yeah, must be crazy. With a previous relationship, right? It's obviously not with Denise Richards.
Yeah. No.
I do feel bad for those kids, man, because you got your dad. Like, that guy has lots of money. Like, lots and lots of money he made for that show for so many years.
And his daughters are around 10, so I'm sure they'll hear about this.
Yeah.
Hopefully they know already. I'm sure they sat them down.
Oh, my God. Well, they already know their dad is a nightmare.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And now
I even think, though, if you told a 10-year-old, like, your dad, you know, daddy's got HIV. They don't really know yet.
Yeah, they don't understand.
It's all about.
No, you know? No. But, I mean, talk about a life falling apart, right? Mm. I mean, Charlie Sheen was on that hit show making millions of dollars on top of the world. And then this happens and his whole life blows up.
Yeah.
And now, like, it sounds like he's running out of cash.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come right out and say it, but it, you know... Millions and millions taking money away from his kids.
Yeah.
He had to come forward before he's bankrupt by this. And then I'm sure the lawsuits are going to just fly in now.
That's, I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I think he's just at the beginning of a boatload of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People, now that he's admitted it on national television, there's going to be people trying to get a cut.
Yeah. And it's weird because it's like, it becomes a he said, she said type of thing, because just if you've ever had sex with Charlie Sheen in the last 4 years, you can try and just say you never told me.
I think the bulk of his money that's going to get spent from this kind of fallout is going to be on attorneys.
Yeah, the legal battles.
Because it's not going to be that hard to discredit some of the people accusing him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and really it's their word against his, right? He said, I told her. She says he never told me.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty unsavory people that will probably be trying
to. It's hookers and porn stars,
right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't traveling in the best circles.
But he put himself in this position.
Yeah.
This is the risk you take when you lead a lifestyle like that.
Yep.
And now he's dealing with it now.
Everyone said, oh, I wish we could party with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, we all did.
No, we all
you
did.
Guys did.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's a rough party.
Then you're rolling with the HIV and you put the brakes on.
You go ahead, Charlie. I'm sticking back here.
Party's over, guys. Whoa. Things got kind of out of hand.
They sure did.
Just went to my doctor. And things got weird.
Yeah. Slow it down a bit.
Things aren't good.
No.
Dave.
I'm bent over a couch with my pants pulled down. I am doing everything.
Chuck the Freak.
I can crack my erect penis.
Lisa Ways.
Oh, that's the hard part. They tease you.
Dave and Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
All right, so we were kind of sidetracked by the Charlie Sheen interview. But when we come back, we will get to this. I was reading a parenting article talking about the top five things your kids will remember about you. So we're going to go a different way with it. What's the Dave and Chuck the Freak type thing your kid will remember about you? Something you wish they wouldn't. We will head to the Riff Lines when we return. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF.
Thanks for downloading the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. The Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast, an exclusive of WRIF.com.